早安，谢谢你们。早安，大家好。我是谢牧师，从英文崇拜的。你们知道，我的华语是很差的，从小学到现在不及格的，所以今天我要跟你们讲话的是用英语来，我要请黄牧师跟我翻译了。如果我不要用它，如果我没有用它，你们的时间在这里是浪费的。所以我请你们呢，我叫你们多多谅解吧，
体谅。
从现在起，我就用英文了，他就跟我翻译。
他讲得很好，对不对？你要继续讲下去，很棒。
现在我要请你们一起跟我祷告了。
我们一起来祷告。
我就用英文了，从这里起啊。
好的。
Lord, we come to you, acknowledging your presence.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前，我们承认你跟我们同在。
We ask for your Holy Spirit to come upon us.
求你的圣灵来充满着我们。
Your Spirit of wisdom.
充满着给我们智慧。
And the Spirit of revelation.
让我们有启示。
To reveal to us the secret things of God.
让我们能够看到主耶稣从你而来的奥秘的事。
And to teach us all that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
来教导我们耶稣所说的一切的事。
So that we will walk in alignment with you.
以致我们能够与你同行着。
And please you in every good way.
在我们的生命讨你所喜悦。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名字求。
Amen.
Amen.
I have been invited here this morning.
今天早上我来到这里。
To continue with your theme of the month about relationship.
就是要继续讲到这个月的主题关于关系。
And because I am the pastor in charge of marriage in the English.
在英文部，我是那个负责婚姻的那位牧师。
My topic today will be regarding marriages.
当然，我的主题就是讲到婚姻。
I have entitled today's message as strengthening marriage.
今天早上我要讲的信息是营造美满的婚姻。
Based on the biblical text of Genesis 2:24-25.
主要讲的经节是创世纪二章二十四、二十五节。
To be honest,
老实说
everything that you need to know about marriages,
你所需要知道有关于婚姻的呢
you can find it in books.
其实你可以从书本上来看
you can find it on the internet.
你可以在网页上来看
you can find it through the pulpit messages.
你可以借着讲道啦不同的讲座来认知来知道
you can find common topics like,Conflict resolution.
你可以找一些相关的课题，像化解冲突。
Communication, finances.
这个沟通啦，经济啦，怎么理财啦
？In-laws.
这个婆媳的关系
Even biblical texts like leaving, cleaving, and God's dislike for divorce.
甚至呢，像这个圣经的话语，像要怎么样子离开结合，然后又分离
Today, I propose to go through the basic foundation of what God intends marriage to be.
但是呢，今天早上我要讲的呢，是我们从最基本的来看，神对婚姻的原因的目的是什么
？As a marriage counselor for many years,
作为一个婚姻的辅导这么多年来。
I noticed that when marriages go wrong,
当婚姻出现问题的时候
it is because they do not understand God's intent for marriage.
因为他们不理解上帝设立婚姻的那个原因。
So it is good for us to go back to the basic foundation of why God invented marriage.
所以呢，我们要今天早上呢，回到那个最基本的呢，来明白上帝设立婚姻的那个原因。
There are three reasons why God ordained marriage.
有三个原因。Yes, yeah.
Firstly, it was ordained for the increase of mankind.
所以呢，第一个呢是按着上帝的旨意呢，婚姻能使人生养众多。
According to the will, and the children must be brought up in the fear and the nurture of the Lord.
并以敬畏耶和华的心呢来培育儿女，使其颂赞和尊崇他的名。
Secondly, it was ordained so that the natural instincts and affections implanted by God should be directed aright.
所以呢，第二呢，是上帝设立婚姻呢，是让他所赐给我们的自然本能和情感，能在正确的引导下分别为圣，活出纯正的生命。
Thirdly, it was ordained that for mutual society to help, comfort, to love that one ought to have of the other, whether in prosperity or in adversity.
第三个原因呢，是上帝设立婚姻呢，是因为不论在顺境或逆境中，人都需要在共同的社群里被他人帮助、安慰和爱护。
When a couple consent to marry one another,
当一对新人同意要结婚委身自己的时候呢，
it is not because they love one another,
不单只是因为他们彼此相爱，
it is not because they like one another,
不单只是因为他这个喜欢他，他喜欢他，
but they consent because they believe in God's reasons for ordaining marriage.
他们同意婚姻呢，是因为呢，他们认可上帝所设立的这个婚姻的目的才结合。
So if a marriage goes wrong,
所以当一个婚姻出现问题的时候呢，
it is invariably because one or more than one of these reasons God intended marriage is not practiced.
很多时候呢，是因为呢，这上帝所设立的这三个原因，其中的一个或者甚至三个原因呢，他们都不理解，以致呢没有实行出来。
So today we will go back to the basics of what God intended marriage to be.
所以呢，今天早上呢，我们要回到那个最原始的基础呢，就是神设立婚姻的那个目的的原因。
Because I have prepared this message in English.
因为我是用英文准备的呢。
The message is actually derived from three words, from the word cup with the alphabet C-U-P.
所以呢，今天呢的主要的信息的概念呢，是用这个英文字这三个字母啊来解释 C-U-P， 就是社群、合一和纯洁来表达。
The C is for community.
这个 C 呢是社群。
When God ordained marriage.
当上帝呢设立这个婚姻的时候呢，
it was for the couple to help one another, to love one another, to take care of one another.
他的本意是呢，让夫妇俩呢能够彼此的帮助、彼此的相爱啊、彼此的照顾。
For that reason, marriage is a community.
也因着这样子呢，这个婚姻呢是一个社群来的。
One man, one woman with God.
一男。一女还有神在他们中间。
But what is a community, you may ask?
但是社群是什么呢？
Think about it like a society.
就把它想象成为一个社会。
We are all a community here.
我们在这里是一个一个团体。
In a community, there are many, many different people, different skills.And different talents.
在这个社区当中呢，有不同的人，有不同的才干，有不同的本事。
We may have policemen here.
可能有在我们当中有警察。
We may have doctors here.
有医生。
We may have engineers here.
有工程师。
Each one functioning differently in society.
但是每一个人在社会的都是扮演着不同的角色。
We even have religious leaders.
甚至在社群里面呢，有宗教的领导人
to teach you religious discipline.
来教导你一些宗教上的一些教义。
So community is made up of different people with different functions.
所以呢，一个社群呢是包括了呢不同的人的组合起来。
So as we have said, marriage is a community, husband, wife, and God.
我们也说了这个。婚姻呢是一个社群，是丈夫、妻子还有神。
It is because man has a different role and responsibility in marriage, and the woman has a different role and responsibility in marriage.
这么说呢，是因为呢，丈夫有丈夫的角色，妻子有妻子的角色，在这个婚姻里面。
In Ephesians 5:23 and Ephesians 5:25-26,
在以弗所书呢五章二十三还有二十五到二十六节呢。
Paul gives us the explicit command that husbands are to be head of the wife and to love their wife.
保罗呢在这封书信就说到呢、啊、丈夫是妻子的头。
Husbands are to be the spiritual head of the wife.
在、啊、家里呢，在这个关系上呢，他们是属灵上做那个头。
The Bible even says that he is to wash the wife with the water from the word.
啊，就按照这段经节所说呢，就是要用水呢，接着道呢来洗净，来洗净。
He is to love sacrificially.
要牺牲的来爱他的妻子。
His love sanctifies the wife.
他的爱呢？能够洁净那个妻子。
His love sustains the wife.
他的爱呢，能够继续的扶持着那个妻子。
Love is to be delivered.
这个爱呢，是要送过来的。
It is a verb.
啊，是一个啊动词。
What is the function of the wife in marriage?
在婚姻里面呢，妻子的啊角色又是什么呢？
The role of the wife is for the purpose of being a helper.
做妻子的呢，就是要做一个帮助。
In Genesis 2:18,
啊，创世纪二章十八节
，The Lord said, "It is not good for a man to be alone, and I will make a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
So in the community of marriage,
在婚姻的这个社群当中呢
，The helper supports.Assist and encourage the husband.
所以那个帮助呢，就是真正的来支撑着，来鼓励着另外一半。
Her responsibility is to help the husband to succeed in his aspiration.
她的任务呢，她的责任呢，就是要来帮助丈夫呢，使他呢，使丈夫呢，能够在所做的事上呢，很成功。
In his dreams,
在他的梦想当中呢，帮助丈夫来成就。
Including his spiritual pursuit.
包括他属灵上的追求。
We see this in Proverbs 3:23.
我们可以在这个箴言书三章二十三节。
Where the woman's role is just to make sure the husband takes his place with the elders at the gate.
Proverbs 31, is it?
Sorry, 31:23,
箴言书三十一章二十三节啊，这里你看到呢，那个妻子的角色其实是就是帮助丈夫哦，在社群里面哦，在那个他的位份上扮演好那个角色。Yes, good. Yeah.
The husband is the wife's priority.
这个丈夫呢是妻子的优先。
But in order to function properly in that society or community of marriage,
要在这个社群当中好好的来彼此的发挥那个功能呢
Ephesians 5:22-24,
以弗所书五章二十二到二十四节
says that the wife must submit to her husband in everything.
妻子要在所有的事上顺服丈夫。
In fact, it is repeated in Colossians 3:18.
这段经节呢，也在这个哥罗西书三章十八节这么重复着。
So we have husband being accountable to God for their leadership actions.
丈夫呢，要为他的领导的这样这方面呢负起责任在神的面前。
And the wife is to be accountable to God for.The helper's function.
所以妻子要在神的面前负起这个责任，作为一个帮助。
Husband will lead with love.
丈夫以爱来带领着。
Wife will help in total submission.
妻子呢来帮忙，来顺要顺服。
That is called the marriage community.
这是一个婚姻的社区。
But in society, we also understand.That different people function differently.
但是我们也明白，在这个社群当中，有不同人有扮演着不同的角色。
Different people talk differently, they think differently.
说话表达的方式不一样，思想的思维的路线也不一样。
So there are men, between men, we can all be very different.
总之在男生当中呢，我们也是很不一样的。
What more between a man and a woman?
所以呢，如果男生是这样子呢，女生一个男一个女呢，更加的呢，可想他其实很多的方面是不一样的。
For example, a man talk with very little words.
所以呢，比方说呢，男生是用很少的话来说的。
A woman will talk with many, many words and many many feelings and many expressions.
女生呢就用很多的话、很多的表情来表达她自己。
Men will look at things like a helicopter, very broad.
男生呢，比方说他会看一辆那个直升机，很大幅图画的这样子来看着。
Women will look at things like an accountant, every little dot.
女生呢会像会计师这样子呢，看他所有的细节。
Women talk to have response.
女生说话呢是要你有回应的。
To have feelings.
有感情的。
But the men talk only to give information.
但是呢，男生说话呢，就是为了提供一些的信息。
So that is the function of the community for us to understand that we are all different husband and wife.
所以呢，在一个社群里面呢，其实我们作为丈夫、作为妻子的呢，我们的啊表达我们的各自是不一样的。
But why did God make us all different?
为什么上帝造我们都是不一样的呢？
Because He wants to complement us to complement each other.
因为他要我们彼此的配搭。
The man is unlikely to cry when things goes wrong.
当啊东西啊啊不对的时候，男生不会很少哭的。
But the woman will.
但是女生呢，肯定会哭的。
So the strength of the man is to help the woman in times when she is struggling with emotions.
所以呢，男生呢，在啊、女生这样子挣扎的时候呢，男生的责任是要来帮助她。
But the man is very cold.
但是男生很多时候很冷漠，很冷。
And if you need a tender touch, don't call a man.
如果你需要一个很温柔的一个啊啊、触摸一个安慰呢，很啊、很难从男生里面去找到。
You must find your wife.
你要找妻子来做这样子的工作。
So to function harmoniously.
所以呢，要很啊、融洽的这样子的来啊啊比啊工作呢。
In the marriage community.
啊、在婚姻和社群里面配搭着呢。
I like to suggest to us there are three things to look out for.
所以呢，啊、你要注意三项事情。
The first is acceptance.
所以呢，第一个呢，就是在社群里面呢，你要学习怎么样子的彼此接纳。
Since everyone has a unique makeup and personality,
我们每一个人的构造都是不一样。
Because of the years we grow up in our family,
因着我们在我们自己家的环境中长大。
Because of the training we have,
以我们所受过的培训。
As we grew up,
在成长的过程中所受过的培训。
We all have a different mindset.
我们的想法其实是不一样的。
We have a different value system.
我们的价值观很多时候也不一定一样。
When we marry someone,
当我们跟某些人这个人结婚的时候，
we must acknowledge these differences.
我们要知道有这些的不一样的存在。
We do not marry our spouses.
我们不跟我们的另外一半结婚。
To make them the same as us.
让另外一半呢变成跟我们一模一样。
We marry them for who they are.
我们是按照他是这个样式与他结合在一起。
In fact, in our premarital course in English,
在我们英文部的那个婚前的辅导，
we tell every couple that comes to see us.
我们告诉每一对啊、要结婚的新人呢来啊啊、告诉他们，
what you see of your partner.Is what you are going to get in marriage.
你看到的呢，就是你所得到的那个。
You must accept them and not think that you can change them.
你要学习接纳他们，而不要有这样子的想法，说你能够或者尝试来改变对方。
To think that you can change them makes you establish an expectation.
你如果你认为你可以改变他们的这个人的话呢，你自己心中的无形就有一些的期望。
Which our spouses may not be able to meet.
而很有可能呢，我们的另外一半呢，不可能达到你所想要的那个期望。
And when they do not meet our expectation,
而当他们没有达到我们的要求期望的时候呢，
we can get very angry and tension arises in marriage.
我们就会发脾气，而以致呢，婚里面就有很多的状况。
The other danger of expectation is that expectation can cause us to be very controlling.
另外一个、当你有期望呢，有一个负面，另外一个负面是什么？当你有期望的时候呢，其实你会变成很、操控，很愿意控制别人。
We need to build each other up.
这不应该的， 我们应该做的是要彼此的来建立。
Because God says the helper complements the husband.
因为呢，神的话说呢，配偶是另外帮助另外一半的。
So think about the difference between acceptance and expectation.
所以呢，你要想想啊，关于这个接纳还有这个期望。
I like to give an example of what can happen between acceptance and expectation.
我想给大家一个例子。
I have seen many couples who come to me before they get married.
很多的还没有结婚的情人呢，他们来见过我。
One woman came to me and was very happy about the husband and the partner to be.
这个女生呢来见我的时候呢，她对她的另外一半非常的满意。
He was very calm.Very controlled.
这位男生呢，很稳重啊。对了啊
，No stress.
没有压力。
So she liked him.
所以呢，他就喜欢他。
My hero.
这个女的就把他男生当作是一个英雄。
But in marriage.
但是在婚姻里面呢
，When she was going through emotional problems.
当他自己在经历一些情感上的一些的困扰的时候呢
，She said the husband was very detached.
他说这位丈夫呢就好像是跟他没有连接上
，Very cold.
很冷漠
，No feelings.
没有感情
，So she got very upset.
所以他就很生气
，The man did not change.
那个男生没有改变
，Still the same.
他是原来的那个如假包换。啊，那个原来的那个
，But because of her expectation，
但是因着这个女生的期待、期望
，She began to get very upset。
她开始很生气了。
What she liked before，
她曾经喜欢的
，became a problem now。
现在变成一个问题了
，because of expectation，
因为这个期望。
So it is our job in marriage not to change our partner.
所以呢，我们在婚姻里面，我们的工作不是要来改变对方。
We have more power to change ourselves.
我们有这个能力呢，来改变我们自己先。
More power to adapt.
有更多的能力来适应。
Than to change our spouse.
而我们在这方面可以做得更好，比什么好呢？比改变我们的另外一半还要好。
I want to say something, but I look at my wife first to make sure that she's okay.
我要说东西的时候呢，我都要看看我妻子来确认她同意我要说的。
We have been married 36 years.
我们结婚了36年。
If you go to my house,
如果你来我家
，you will know which part belongs to me, which part belongs to her.
你会知道哪一个部分是属于她的，哪一个部分是属于我的。
Because one of us is very untidy.
我们其中一个呢是很不整洁不整齐
One is very very tidy.
另外一个是很整齐的那个。
I will not tell you who is who.
我不告诉你谁是谁。
But 36 years remains 36 years.
但是36年依然是36年，我还没有在这方面改变过。
So we cannot change our spouse.
你不能够改变你的另外一半。
Let us learn to accept.
学习怎么样子的彼此的接纳。
At this point, I want to use an illustration for us here.
我再要用一个比喻。
Husband, wife.
丈夫妻子。
If we expect our spouse to walk to us.
如果我们期盼着的是我们的另外一半呢，走向我们。
We are replicating ourselves.
我们呢就在这当中呢，是在复制我们自己。
Then one becomes two.
如果是这样子的呢，一个呢就变成两个。
The wife always has to come to do things the husband's way.
妻子呢每次要来到丈夫那里呢来做按着丈夫所要他所做的事情的方法来做。
You have two persons with the same character.
有不同的人两个人，但是呢他们却有了同样的那个性格。
One becoming two is non-biblical.
一个呢变成两个呢。是不合乎圣经的说法。
The Bible says two must become one.
圣经的说法是两个合而为一。
How does two become one?
怎么合而为一呢
？It is when you walk towards each other.
是呢，你彼此的呢走向对方。
When you come towards each other,
当你这样子走向对方的时候呢
，two of you will end up being one.
你们两个人就会合而为一。
coming together is losing of yourself and accepting your spouse.
当你这样子彼此走向对方的时候呢，你是失去了你自己的，而来接纳对方。
The second thing we must look at in terms of building a strong community is the word commitment.
另外一个呢，要建立社群的呢，另外一个字呢，我们要学习到的呢，是这个承诺。
Commitment is how much we want to give to the marriage.
这个承诺是你要给予这个婚姻呢，有多少的，你要给予这个多，多少在这个婚姻上。
In society, when you engage the services of, say, a serviceman, a teacher,or a doctor.
在社群里，当你聘请一位老师或者是一个医生的时候呢
，you expect them to fulfill their roles.
你有这个期望，就是他们能够做你要他们做的事情。
When you send your children to the school,
当你派你把你孩子送去学校的时候
，you do not expect the teacher to put them in the playground.
你肯定不会想到老师只是把孩子放在那个可以玩的地方而已
，and not teach them.
不在课堂上教导他们。
You pay the PUB for your lights and for your gas.
你付那个水电费是为了什么呢？你家里有水有电。
You expect them to honor their contract.
那你付钱呢？你是知道呢？你期盼着呢？他们要履行他们的承诺。
In marriage,
同样的在婚姻里
we have a contract with each other.
我们有这样子的承诺。
Actually, we have a covenant, not a contract.
我们不只是承诺，我们是一个约定。
A covenant is a serious part.
这个立约是一个很重要的。
We are committed to what we agree on.
我们同意的呢，我们委身，我们承诺。
And that is the vow.
这个就是那个立约，宣誓。
And a covenant does not mean that we have to do what our part says we have to do because our spouse is doing theirs.
这个立约呢，并不等于说我们要做我们该做的，因为我们的另外一半在做他们要做的事情。
Our commitment is not dependent on our spouses doing or not doing what they are supposed to do.
我们的承诺不是只在于对方的表现好不好，我们才承诺。
Commitment requires us to leave the verse that says in prosperity or in adversity.
这个承诺呢，所带包含的意义呢，包括了在顺境、在逆境中当中呢，我依然的承诺。
In Matthew 19:6,
在马太福音十九章六节
，Matthew records for us these words of Jesus: "So they are no longer two, but one. What God has put together, let no man put asunder."
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
So it is very clear that in marriage in God's eyes has to be permanent.
在神的眼中呢，这个婚姻呢是永恒的。
But how do we keep our marriage permanent?
怎么样子呢，保持这样子的一个永久呢？
It all begins in whether you understand this rule or not.
所以呢，很多时候关键在于你明白不明白这样子的一个约定。
If you believe in this rule that God has established for us,
当你相信神的话语，神所说的呢
，then you will carry on regardless of how difficult your marriage is.
所以呢，如果你相信你明白这是神所设立的呢，无论生活环境多么的困难，你都会持守下去。
You will be committed to endure and to persevere.
你会委身于你的承诺继续的坚持下去。
But there are many people who don't even believe in this rule of permanence.
但是有很多人呢不相信这样子的一个条约。
So when trouble surface in the marriage,
所以当婚姻出现问题的时候
，their first reaction is why bother?
当婚姻出现问题的时候呢，他们的第一个反应就是呢，我干嘛呢
？Their marriage is like a disposable cup,
就像是一个可以丢掉的那种纸杯。
If it gets bad, throw it away.
不好的时候把它丢掉吧。
And that's very sad.
这是很悲哀的。
It doesn't strengthen your marriage.
这不会帮助你的婚姻。
If there is no commitment.
如果没有承诺的话。
The third thing that we have to understand in order to build a community is this thing called trust.
第三个在建立社区我们所要明白的呢是这个关于信任。
In a society,
在一个社群里
if one particular ethnic group
一个种族
does not trust another ethnic group
不信任另外一个种族的话
there will be suspicion
就会有很多的猜疑
in the midst of suspicion
在这些的猜疑当中
people will begin to be self-seeking
他们就会为了自己的利益而着想
they will begin to self-preservation
自我保护
They will have this attitude of to each their own.
就有这样子的心态，就是你管你的，我管我的，自己的。
It leads to competition. It leads to instead of being complementary. Yes.
所以呢，在这样子的一个关系当中呢，有很多的比较，有很多的竞争，而不是彼此的配搭。
Imagine there is no trust in a marriage.
想一想，如果在婚姻中没有彼此的信任
，For example，
比方说
，a spouse has to always check on the handphone of the other partner。
伴侣呢，每时每刻都来检查你的手机。
What is going to happen？
会发生什么事情呢
？It is going to be very, very troublesome。
会有很多的困难
，and very, very difficult to build a marriage。
很辛苦来建立你、营造你的婚姻。
If you have to always turn your back and check where your spouse is,
如果你每次要往回头看看你的另外一半在哪里
it is going to be very difficult again.
将会是很辛苦啊！看到了，洪牧师，你的就在后面。
I tell people,
我告诉人
if you have two phones, one for private conversation, take the phone.Go to the market and sell it away.
如果你有两个手机，一个是为了私人的电话的呢，我会告诉你，你把这个私人的手机拿去给卖掉吧。
Because if there is no trust, your marriage is not solid ground.
为什么呢？因为如果你的婚姻里面没有这个信任的话呢，你就没有那个稳固的根基。
I even tell people if your email that is not for work, and you don't need one for work.Combine your email address with your wife.
我甚至告诉人家，如果你有一个电邮哦，不是为了工作的，而是你个人私人的呢，那我会告诉你呢，你把你的工作的跟你的私人的连在一起，不要个别的把你的那我建议呢，你的这个私人的呢，跟你的妻子的电邮呢联合在一起。
You must continually communicate with one another.At an open level,
在很敞开的心态当中呢，我们要不断的彼此的来沟通。
Trust is important.
这个信任是很重要的。
Because with trust, you can openly share with your spouse.
也只有当你信任的时候，你很敞开的来彼此的分享。
But once you have trust, do not abuse it.
但是，一旦这个信任已经被建立起来呢，不要滥用它。
Because if you break a trust, it is being disloyal.
一旦这个信任呢被破坏的时候呢，你就是不忠心了。
We must always protect our spouse，
要永远的来保护着你的另外一半。
From embarrassment，
不要让他们蒙羞。
From shame，
不要让他们有任何的羞愧。
Restorative purposes， and for restorative purposes，
而且呢，要帮助他们来修复。
So do not talk about your spouse in a bad way to other people outside of your marriage.
不要再跟不要在别人面前讲你的另外一半的坏话
，including your parents，
包括你的父母亲。
If you have problem in marriage, always go and find a church leader or even a counselor.
如果婚姻出现了一些问题呢，鼓励你呢去找教会的领导人呢，或者一个辅导员来解决这个问题。
Because they practice confidentiality.
因为呢，领导人或者辅导员呢，他们会保密。
So for a community to function well in marriage,
所以呢，一个社区呢，要在婚姻里面呢，能够很好的配搭呢
，we must practice acceptance and not expectation.
要彼此的接纳，而不是期望。
We must be committed to the marriage, whether in adversity or in prosperity.
无论在顺境或逆境的时候呢，要真正的遵守着你的承诺。
We must trust and not betray our spouse.
要彼此的信任，而不是背叛。
The next letter I want to go through is the alphabet U.
另外一个字呢，我想带过的呢是那个 U 那个字
Which stands for unity.
这个代表着合一。
In Genesis 2:24,
创世纪二章二十四节
，The Bible says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh."
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Unity is the key principle in God's idea for marriage.
在神的这个设立婚姻的概念当中呢，这个合一是主要的一个原因。
But we will ask ourselves, so what is it a husband and wife must unite in?
所以呢，我们要问我们自己，丈夫跟妻子呢，要在什么情况下合一呢？
I'd like to suggest to you there are three areas where unity must take place.
在这三方面呢，我们要合一。
One is in our being.
第一个呢，是在我们的所事。
And in the being, I am talking about spiritual being.
在属灵上。
The spiritual dimension of husband and wife must be aligned.
夫妻俩的那个属灵生命呢，是要联合在一起的。
And in their alignment, they will align also with God.
当他们这样子彼此的联合对齐的时候呢，他们也会与神对齐。
Marriage must be founded on the three core principle: husband, wife, with God in the center.
所以呢，这个婚姻的这个主要的因素呢是丈夫、妻子呢跟神这个三股绳子。
Spiritually, husband and wife must walk in tandem.
丈夫跟妻子呢要在属灵上呢要同步而行。
They must share, of course, the same God. Because if you don't, you are unequally yoked.
当然他们的神要是同样的一位神。
They must visit the same church, fellowship in the same church.
在同样的一个教会有团契。
You should by right be in the same cell.
在如果可以的话，在同样的小组里面。
If possible, serve together in the same ministry.
如果可以的话，一起的来服侍神。
Release one another to God's calling.
让释放对方呢来执行神在他们生命上的旨意。
I always tell wives,
我每次都跟妻子说
，the biggest reward you can get from your husband,
你从你丈夫身上能够得到最大的好处、最大的礼物
，is when you release him to God's purpose.
是当你释放他呢，让他能够在神的旨意里面呢来工作。
Be like the Proverbs 31 woman.
就像那箴言书三十一章的那个妇女。
When she released her husband to take his place at the gates where the elders meet.
当她释放了丈夫，让他能够在社群里面坐上他该坐的那个位置上呢
？He returns and becomes the leader that she wants in the home.
他回来的时候呢，他会在家里呢做那个领导。
So for the spiritual oneness, we always tell couples.Pray for one another constantly.
所以呢，在属灵上呢，要彼此不断的祷告。
Build your family altars.
在家里呢，设立祭坛，祷告的祭坛。
As you pray for one another, you begin to hear the needs of your spouse.
所以，当你彼此的祷告的时候，你会学习操练怎么样子听你的对另外一半的需要是什么。
You understand what they are going through.
你明白他们所经历的。
You come alongside them.
你与他们来鼓励他们。
Prayer is a form of communication.
这个祷告就是一个沟通
，and it builds unity.
而在这当中呢，建立合一。
The next area that we need to look at in order to build unity is in the area of connect.
另外一个呢，就是我们要结合。
This is the biggest challenge in marriage life.
这个在婚姻的生活当中是最大的一个挑战来的哦。
Everyone has their own mindset. Everyone has their own idea of what is right, what is wrong.
每个人都有自己的想法，每个人对与错都有他们自己的看法。
We are familiar with the words "man is from Mars and woman from Venus."
我们可能熟悉这样子的话吧。男孩是从土星。火星，女孩是从金星，是不是？水星哦、oh, ，OK。
For example, the way the woman thinks and the way the woman expresses herself.
所以呢，这里呢有一些的可以看到一些的例子，男跟女呢有很大的不同。
Woman think aloud. Woman speak with many words.
大声思考，用言语来表达思想。
The man think inside the head.
男生呢是在脑子里面思考
的 ，with little or no words，
甚至很少用言语来表达。
Man got an empty box，
他的这是空空的。
And sometimes he has hides in the empty box.
Have what?
Empty box.
Empty box. 有一个空的盒子。
我们
啊，然后他在那个空的盒子里面躲藏起来啊。
So you can talk to the husband, but when he's inside the empty box, nothing goes into him.
啊，当那个啊丈夫是在躲在那个小那个盒子里面的时候，你可以跟他说很多的话语，他一句也听不进。
Have you seen a husband sitting in front of the TV?
你看过一个丈夫在电视机前的状况是怎么样子吗？
He just press the remote control.
他只按着那个遥控。
You talk to him.
你跟他讲话。
He doesn't say anything.
他什么也不说。
You want to know why?
为什么呢？
Because he's in the empty box.
因为他在那个空的盒子里面。
He's resting there.
他在那里休息。
But women think, women process, women can do many things at the same time.
女生呢可以做很多同个时期做很多的事情。
A woman is like a person looking at multiple screens in a computer.
在电视啊，在电脑上呢，一个女生就像是她在。看着不同的波道，不同的那个屏幕。
A woman can multitask.
他可以做很多的事。
But a man, when he looks at the computer,
但是男生看电脑的时候呢
？He looks at only one screen.
他只看一个屏幕而已。
He cannot have multiple screen. He will close them.
他不可以有太多的屏幕，他会把其他的屏幕都关掉。
He can only see one thing at a time.
他只能一样
做一件事情。He can do only one thing at a time.
一件一件事情来做。
That's the difference between men and women.
这是男女的大不同。
So there are many things we have to look at.
所以有很多事情我们要看。
So the best way for us to connect with one another is to have open, transparent communication again.
所以呢，在这方面呢，最重要的是呢，夫妻俩呢要有一个很敞开的、很的这样子的一个沟通。
We must understand all these differences.
要明白有这样子的不同。
And work within our personality, our character, and how God wired us.
所以呢，在这样子的一个理解当中呢，彼此的怎么样子来配搭着。
Do not be critical of your spouse.
不要批判你的另外一半。
How they do things, how they run things.
他们怎么处理事情。
But accept them.
不要批判他们，要接纳他们，要扶持他们。
And understand the reasons for what they, for the action that they always bring about.
尝试要来理解他们为什么做这样子的事情。
So connect through communication.
所以呢，透过沟通呢，来彼此的结合。
The third thing that we want to do with regards to building unity is in our doing.
所以第三个呢，是关于所为。
There are certain shared goals that we must agree on in marriage.
有共同的角色是我们要一起的分担的。
Common agreement on how we spend our money, how we save money.
要彼此的同意，要怎么样子的来理财。
How we parent our children.
要怎么样子的来管教我们的孩子。
How we spend time together.
我们怎么样子的花时间在一起，这些都要有共识。
All these are the doing part that we must agree on.
这是都是在这个所为你的表现上，我们要同意的一起来做。
We must set goals, for example.We must accept one another every day by affirming one another.
可以设立一个目标，就是呢，我们每天我们要彼此的接纳，怎么样子接纳呢？每天呢都要来说鼓励的话来建造对方。
We think positively of our spouses.
当你想到你的另外一半的时候，你的想法是正面的。
We speak their love language.
要用他们能够理解的爱的言语来向他们表达爱。
We also encourage people to spend deliberate time together.
鼓励夫妇呢，刻意的花时间，营造时间，彼此的花时间在一起。
You can go for walks together, hold hands, and talk to one another.
可以手拉手呢，手牵手的呢，逛逛花园呢，这样子的聊聊天。
You can go and see a movie, laugh together, cry together.
看电影呢，一起的开心，一起的哭泣。
You can go for meals,
一起吃饭。
And as I go for meals with my wife, I understand her concerns for me.
我跟我妻子去吃饭的时候呢，我知道她担心的是什么。
我不可以吃叉龟雕，我不可以吃欧拉，我很辛苦的。但是我知道她要我有长命，有long marriage，
有一个长久的婚姻。
所以啊 ，do a lot of things together。
所以呢，你要花很多的时间一起做不同的事情在一起。
Do not do things separately.
不要个别的做个别的东西。
If you can, even go for holidays.
如果可以的话，一起的去度假。
I always tell people, if you get a chance to go out of your family, leave your children behind, spend time together with your wife.
我甚至告诉夫妇呢，你可以把孩子留下呢，啊，然后自己就是夫妇俩呢去度假。
Your covenant is not with your children, understand?
你所立的约不是跟你的孩子立的约。
Your covenant is with your spouse.
你的立的约呢是跟你的另外一半所立的约。
Your children are products of the marriage.
你的孩子呢是因着这个结合呢所结合出来的。
The rule of marriage is that when you grow in marriage, you become more and more more and more interdependent of each other.
所以呢，在婚姻里面呢，你越时间越久呢，其实你们彼此的依赖越重。
The rule of parenting is you will train your children up to grow up to be independent, so that they can leave the family home.
所以呢，在亲子这样管教孩子的时候，你要学习怎么样子教导孩子呢，以致他们最后能够独立起来。
The last thing you want to look at.When we talk about unity, it's about intimacy.
啊，最后一个呢，讲到这个合一呢，是这个亲密。
And here I am talking about sexual intimacy.
我说的是在性方面呢，有这样子的一个亲密的关系。
In Genesis 2:25, the Bible says the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame.
当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians 7:4.
在哥林多前书七章四节
，The Bible says your body is no longer your own, but belongs to your spouse.
妻子没有权主张自己的身体，乃在丈夫。
Sexual intimacy is not an option in marriage; it is a right for our spouse.
在性方面呢，夫妻俩呢，啊，在性方面呢，彼此的这样子的扶持呢，不是一个选择来的，这是上帝所命定的。
It is.Written in the second command, in the second ordinance of marriage.
这是在第二个啊、原因，刚才我们所读的呢，所设立的。
That God implanted our affections and love for one another in us.
所以呢，神放置在我们里面的那个自然的啊啊、本能和情感。
We cannot have sex outside of marriage because that is adultery.
我们不能够在婚姻以外有这样子的性行为，因为那个是啊。婚外啊，奸淫犯奸淫。
We cannot have sex before marriage because that is fornication.
不能够在啊啊、婚前呢有性行为，因为那是啊、fornication， 呀、婚前性啊、性行为啊。
But God made us sexual creatures for one reason.
神把这个自然的本能放在与情感放在我们，为了一个原因
，so that we can have sexual intimacy in marriage.
为了什么呢？为了在这样子的一个连接上呢，我们能够更加的有亲密的关系。
As I talk about sexual intimacy, I now go to the third alphabet of purity.
啊、谈到这个呢，让我们看到啊、那个英文字的最后一个字 P 就是 purity， 就是纯洁的意思。
All marital needs in terms of sexual intimacy must be met by our spouse.
你在婚姻上所有一切的生理上心理上的需要呢，应该是你另外一半呢来满足的。
You cannot take your sexual intimacy outside of marriage because that is adultery.
不可以在这个、肉体上的这样子的一个、结合呢、不能够、离开你的婚姻。
Adultery does not usually begin with the sexual physical part.
很多时候呢奸淫呢不是、从、肉体上开始的。
It begins even with the emotional part.
它首先很多时候是从你的情感上开始的。
Do not take your emotional problems to an external party.
不要把你的情感上的问题呢带到另外一个人。
You will be caught.
你会、陷入网罗。
And as you get closer and closer toA party outside your marriage.
当你跟另外一个不是你的另外啊你的伙伴，而是另外一个人呢，越来越在情感上越来越亲密的时候呢
，You will begin to defile your marriage.
你会玷污你的婚姻。
Hebrews 13:4 says that marriage should be honored by all.
婚姻人人都当尊重。
And God will judge the adulterer and the sexually immoral.
因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
So for this alphabet, I want to show us three handles here.
所以呢，当我们讲到纯洁呢，我要给大家看有三个方法
to uphold purity,
来保持纯洁。
Let us be wise,
要有智慧。
understand that temptation is real.
要知道这个试探是很真实的。
That we are all susceptible to temptation.
我们每一个人都会经历试探。
But when there is a push factor in the marriage,
但是在婚姻里面有这样子推你出去的这个动力的时候呢
，the pull factor becomes stronger.
外面的那个拉你出来的呢的那个能啊力量呢更加的强大。
So couples in marriage, you must look at the weaknesses in your marriage.
所以呢，你们要在正视你的婚姻。面对那个那些的软弱
，strengthen the areas of our weaknesses，
在那些软弱的范围内呢，要来加强巩固
，so that your spouse does not have an excuse to be tempted outside，
以致呢，你的另外一半呢，不会有借口呢，在外面呢受到试探。
The second thing we have to look at to strengthen purity here, to watch over purity, is to have boundaries.
另外一个呢，要学习怎么样子的，就是在你的婚姻里面设立界限。
Impurity begins in the mind.
不圣洁、不纯洁是从你的思想开始的。
Lust begins in the mind also.
这个欲望呢，是从你的思想开始的。
If we continually cleanse our mind, we will be put right.
如果我们时常的来洁净我们的思想的话，你就走在正确的道路上。
So we have to be careful to put a hedge around our minds.
所以我们的思想呢很重要，要心意更新。
Build the boundaries.
要建立设立界限。
Do not get yourself physically near a person of the opposite sex, whether at work or even at play.
不要跟异性的人呢。太过亲密的接触，无论你在公司也好，在任何场合，不要有太过亲密的接触。
Learn to understand your vulnerable self.
要明白你自己是软弱的。
If your eyes is continually roving,
如果你眼睛一直在看，那你要关上你的眼睛。
If your hands is always touching people,
你的手如果在一直在摸，要收回你的手。
Learn to do the right things.
要做正确的事情。
And do not engage in intimate conversation with somebody of the opposite sex.
不要跟异性呢有很亲密的言语上的沟通。
Finally, I come to last point here.
最后的一点。
If you want to uphold purity,
如果你要有纯洁的生命，
you must have fear of God.
你要敬畏上帝。
The person who fears God walks in the way of God.
那个敬畏上帝的呢，是行走在上帝的旨意。
The person who walks in the way of God exercises all the commands of God.
那行走在上帝的旨意的那位呢，他肯定是凡事顺服神。
If you do not fear God, then you will not know what God intends for you to do in marriage.
如果你不敬畏上帝的话呢，那你就不会理解上帝在设立婚姻的旨意是什么。
We know the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华呢，是智慧的开端。
So today, as I conclude the message,
今天早上我在结束的时候呢
，I just want to remind us，
我想要提醒大家
，that we need to build a community in our marriage，
我们要建立社群
，where we learn to accept one another，
在社群里面彼此接纳
，we learn to commit to our marriage，
彼此的委身
，and husband and wife must trust one another，
彼此的信任
，and in the unity，
在合一的当中呢
，we must align our being，
我们所是
，our personality must。Run parallel to each other.
要彼此的配搭。
And then we must connect in our minds.
要结合。
We must connect in the way we do things with one another.
彼此的在所做的事情上呢，彼此的有这样子的一个共识。
And finally, we must keep our marriage pure by building protective boundaries around our marriage.
所以呢，在建立一个纯洁的婚姻呢，我们要有智慧，要设立界限。
Have a healthy fear of God.
要敬畏上帝。
And with that, I hope I have given you some handles on how to strengthen your marriage.
我希望呢，今天早上这样子的分享呢，能够给你一些的帮助，对于婚姻上呢，怎么样子呢，更加的来营造一个美满的婚姻。
谢谢你。
Thank you.